What's that smell?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For some time now, the global market story has been the U.S. economy stinks. The dollar stinks. Let's sell. But we're starting to see that other economies stink as well. Today, the EU said Germany, France, and Italy all had terrible second quarters. Their economies contracted sharply. And in Britain, the pound continues its free fall against the dollar. It's down to $1.87, its lowest level in a couple years. Our European correspondent Stephen Beer joins us from London. Stephen, is this just a case of the European economies catching up to the U.S. slowdown?
Yes, I think that is the case. I mean, it's all the same factors. Consumer spending slowing down as consumers have to deal with higher fuel and food prices, and also the problem of falling home prices. But Britain, you know, is more vulnerable than the US in this situation. Home prices rose much higher here than in the US, mm-hmm. and the Brits have taken on a lot more debt than Americans. There's one set of figures indicating that the average Brit has 20% more debt than the average American.
One thing that comes to mind here is interest rates, because the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for months and months and months, while the Bank of England and the European Central Bank left them alone.
That's right.
Is this coming back to haunt them?
Yes, I think to an extent it is. I mean, the big concern, particularly in Britain, has been inflation. The British economy is always much more prone to inflation, and particularly imported inflation, than the US economy. But there's no doubt now that as the downturn gathers pace, these relatively high interest rates in Britain and the Eurozone are going to have to come down, because at these levels, they are making the problem worse.
So, Stephen, give me a recommendation here. Is it time for me to start planning a European vacation?
Well, one thing, you're certainly going to see far fewer Brits shopping until they drop in New York this Christmas. But yes, it does look as if a variety of factors coming together are building up the strength of the dollar. So, yeah, we may see you in this neck of the woods in the not too distant future.
All right. Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
European stock markets are actually up this morning. Shares are more than 1% higher so far. The markets in Asia finished mixed by the close. The Dow fell 109 points yesterday, about 1%, to 11,532. The Nasdaq lost just a fraction, 2 points, to 2428. The S&P 500 finished 3 points lower. So far, the focus of the Olympics has been on swimming. But tomorrow, it'll turn to track and field. China has a great chance for gold with hurdler Liu Zhang. He's kind of a superstar in China, and he's giving advertisers the Wheaties. Jamila Trindle has more.
Liu Zhang will be wearing the uniform of the Chinese Olympic team in the 110-meter hurdles on Monday. But in his TV commercials and billboards, he represents everything from milk to shipping companies, not to mention Nike, Coke, and Visa.
In China, you know, celebrities still sell.
Chinese consumers associate Liu with 20 different brands, says Greg Paul, who runs market research firm R3.
Unlike perhaps in other markets, connection with a celebrity can make a huge difference on a brand impact.
Paul has been tracking the use of celebrities in Chinese advertising, and he says it doesn't much matter whether the rest of the world knows Liu Zhang or not.
8 of the top 10 stars are still local. Apart from Beckham and Kobe Bryant, everybody else is a local star in China. So being locally relevant really matters. And Liu Xiang and Yao Ming are by far the most dominant two stars.
Around Beijing, it's hard to go anywhere without seeing Liu's face. In the Beijing subway, people immediately recognize him on billboards.
Liu Xiang.
Liu Xiang.
Liu Xiang.
All that recognition could eventually mean overexposure. And Paul says overly high expectations.
Well, the danger for him is he comes second. So he's got to win, and he's got to win big. So there's going to be more pressure on him than any other athlete for this Olympics.
Some sponsors are even promising bonuses if he wins gold. The only ones watching him more carefully may be his fans, like Ho Ting Guan.
I think he can get the gold. Two of his rivals are injured and won't be able to compete in this year's Olympics.
But Ho says even if Liu doesn't win, he'll still support him. In Beijing, I'm Jamila Trindle for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
A couple years ago, Jim Webb appeared on Comedy Central's Colbert Report. That was the day before announcing his run for Senate. He won. Recently, when he returned to the show, he had this to say.
I came here, I spent 6 minutes with you, and my whole life changed.
That, sir, is called the Colbert Bump. I certainly hope this is...
Actually, we did a little research on the Colbert Bump, and our man Rico Galliano found this.
Last year, Stephen Colbert fan James Fowler attended a bachelor party in Vegas and found himself thinking about one thing.
All of this bluster on the Colbert Report, I wonder if he really does have the impact that his character says he has.
Told you he's a fan. He's also a poli-sci professor at UC San Diego. So he downloaded campaign contribution data from the federal government and discovered something surprising.
For Democrats, they get about 44% more in donations in the first 30 days after appearing on the show.
That's compared to similar candidates who don't appear on the show. Republican guests get no increase. It seems to prove the show's power among Democratic voters. Fowler says it also has him thinking about politics and media.
Now, comedy shows have become sources for news about the candidates, and it seems like regular news now has become much more entertainment-oriented.
You mean like business radio programs doing stories about the Colbert Report?
Maybe so.
In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for the Marketplace Morning Report.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.